So, what excuse do you come up with? Really? You told them the truth? Didn't change one bit? Honestly, I'm relieved. Me. I gotta see Grandma by myself a bit, finally. She says hi, and that she wishes it could meet you, but it probably won't happen. Oh, and I also got the "he better treat you right, girl" talk. She's so cute. Oh wait, so your mom gave you that talk too? I guess all eyes are on you from now, young man. Relax, I'm just teasing you a bit. You're such a dream bird when you blush like that. Want to walk up to the room with me? You wanna know something silly? When I am with Grandma by myself, we always look up at the clouds and tell each other what we see. Even now that I'm all grown up, Mom and Dad tell me it's immature, so I guess it's another thing that I only share with her. Well, and with you. Sorry. I don't mean to bash ears like this. What's on your mind? Yeah, you can still smell the asphalt in the air. Did your shoes get sticky from crossing it yesterday? I was expecting more cars by now. Maybe some sign that we're finally part of the big world. Maybe if you save up for a car of your own, you can bring the world here, complete with some leather jackets and backseat bingo. And rock music. You could teach me to dance like the girls I've seen on TV. My parents would probably faint if they saw something like that. They never even let me listen to that music. What do they say? My mom says, we are like the clovers, like the buttercups by the road. The world around us develops with its pavement and its train tracks. But we stay the same. I wish I could go with you. We could have our own first train ride together. And I could see the city for myself with you. You know that I would, if I had enough money on my own, right? Or if your salary was enough for both of us. For now, I guess those flowers by the road are beautiful after all. Hey! Someone's picked up all the wild strawberries. Some kids are just greedy, right? They want it all to themselves. Come on. Let's get some privacy inside the room. I know the walls aren't intact, but they're enough to seclude us from the gossip, if we're in the right place. Plus, being inside four walls but still having the sky open above me and grass beneath my feet has always felt so peaceful to me. No, it's not because I stare at clouds all the time, it's just I like it here. It's my place away from everything. You brought something. You picked all those wild strawberries. When, though? It must have taken you ages. And you brought milk. Oh, babe. I'm glad you know how to use the connections you have, especially with the cows. Want to sit down in the grass with me? Look, I know I'm a few years older than you, and that's not how it's usually like, but I wish my family wouldn't go on so much about money and security and settling down and all that. It's like my life hasn't even started and they think they have planned everything out for me already. You have to be careful. I can already imagine what they would say if they knew about us. It's like they don't even see you as an adult. Just because you got that job through my aunt. As if everyone in this place didn't use all the connections they had. Yes, even to the cow, silly. I know just the way they looked at you. And you had to stand there, cup in hand, pretending not to notice. Look, it's getting complicated at home. Mom and Dad have already picked out a guy for me. And for weeks now, they've invited him over every single time they get an excuse. They put him next to me, constantly trying to fix us up. My aunt and mom have even started talking about the right time for a wedding. Looking for dresses, telling me what friends of mine would be fitting bridesmaids. They won't give me a moment of peace. I was fully ready for them to be annoying, but for them to be this obsessed about getting me circled like it was the most urgent thing on earth. What's he like? Oh, he's super charismatic, according to his mother. Oh, come on. The man is over 40 and he has no will of his own. I bet he's been clutched by so many girls that he eventually had to ask mummy for help, even with that. In other words, the greatest catch ever, according to my father. Dad won't stop talking about how lucky I am to have a family with ties and influence. Can you imagine? The perks of being a preacher's daughter. So annoying. In what way? Are you serious? He keeps quoting the Bible to me like I can't even read myself. Trust me, he didn't even study the thing to reflect. He just wants the sense of power. Plus, he knows that after all his studies, Grandma still knows the book better than him, and he can't take that. What a humble man of God, am I right? Grandma says I should run away with you. She says my gringos are all in my mind. I guess she's been such a dreamer all her life. never got into being the heat of the moment herself. I just wish the money wasn't a problem. Seriously, it's not just about my family's wedding plans. There's more. My aunt saw us together about a week ago. She took me aside, threatening to tell Dad if I didn't stop seeing you immediately. And also, she kindly reminded me who got you the job and could I get away from you just as easily. She said to ruin your family. I don't want to live with that, okay? I mean, your folks are actually possible to talk to, for one thing. Look, when she says something like that, she means it. I'm not some kitten, okay? I know how this works, and I can't just be careless about it. What can we do? Is this how you solve your other problems? Show me up now. I'm done talking. How do you make everything seem so easy? I take my clothes off. Oh, put your hands on my body. I'm not as innocent as you think, okay? I know how to get a man out of his clothes. Just watch me. Are you trying to act tough with me, huh? I'll call your bluff. Just you wait. Stand in front of me. Grab your cock. Fuck. Oh god, you look amazing. It's glistening so brightly in the sun. Are you ready to show me what a badass you are? How long can you resist this time? Come on, snake, let's rattle. I should tell you that. To be put in your place for being all gawky. Don't forget, I don't trust the way you blush when no one else watches. What a shot. the little preacher's daughter I am. Right? Well, could I have possibly have learned this? Just you wait. I know more tricks than that. Oh, you're defenseless against me, and you know it. Just admit it. I see you cringing, and I feel you. Oh, come now, come now, come. Just give up. You big strong man. That's it. That's it. Come now. Watch me wreck you. I told you not to mess with me, didn't I? No hard feelings, right? You just can't win them all, you know. I love making you squirm like a fish. Don't worry, babe. I've got a nifty little activity for you to exercise while you recover. That's right. Get down here, between my legs, and make me squirm right back. Oh! 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 Oh, you like it when I put you down, don't you? Oh! Oh, God! Oh! Oh, give me your tongue. Lick him what you fancy, Dad. Like that. Oh, look who's a fast learner. Oh, yes. Oh, don't you move your tongue away. Oh, yes. Now keep your tongue in my clit and keep going. Oh, back and forth. Oh, side to side. Round and round until you get me there. Fuck. I love how you follow. Instructions. Okay, yes, let me cover your face with my juice. Oh God, yes. You know, I like the lid on you, but you're really getting unreal with that tongue. And I fucking love it. I hope for your sake that you rest it up right now. Because I need some dick. You shouldn't have gotten me going like that if you didn't want the responsibility, babe. How do you want me? On all fours in the grass. I feel the sun in my booty. Let me shake it for you. Hey, don't worry, I'm not made of porcelain. Put it inside me. Just wail on me, you stud. Oh, that's all you got, babe? Oh, girl, my hips. Oh, firmly. Pwn me. That date. Oh, keep it up. Stop against me. Oh, no. Grab my hair. Scream and hide and take it. Destroy me. Wreck me. Take whatever the fuck you want. Lean down and grab my tits while you fuck me. Yeah, squeeze them forward. Don't pinch your toe. Fuck! Don't you dare fucking stop. Make me forget where I was born. Make me clutch the grass. Clutch your cock with my little pussy. Harder, faster. Is this driving you crazy, huh? Is it turning you into a fucking animal? Smack my ass. Fuck. Yeah, do it again. Oh God, that's so sexy. Just give it to everything. Fuck my pussy until you destroy me. Fuck. Oh God, no. Are you close? Tell me when. Oh yes. Yes, baby. Oh God. Because I want to come so hard. on your cock that I fucking strangle it with my gun. Ah! Ah! Gripping it. Holding it in place like a captive inside of me. Well, I feel your ropes come blowing out of you into my body. Fuck me! Fuck me! Ah! Fuck me hard! God. Good job, Stan. No. Don't pull out yet. Just stay inside me a bit longer. Feel the sun on your skin. The wind through your hair. Is my pussy nice? Oh, fuck. I love feeling you go soft inside me. Do you just want to lay here on my lap for a bit? Come here, babe. I wish I could live with you right now. And I know what Grandma told me. I want to help taking care of her. I want to be there with her when she finally passes. You understand, right? You know what else she did. I don't know how Hers managed to hide from Dad, but she opened up a savings account for me, completely behind his back. She even put some of her old savings in there for me. Shetsy didn't care about any testaments. I really meant it when I said I wish you could meet her. Maybe someday. I'll wait for you, okay? I'll prolong their plans as long as I can. And if they still won't listen, you can just come along someday in your new souped-up rod and take me away from here. Sweep me off my feet. Yeah. In your dreams, you silly little man. Hey, look up. See that cloud there? Yeah, just right there. It totally has a heart shape, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It so does. Where's your sense of imagination anyway? How much time do we have before you need to leave? Yeah. That's enough. For one more round. What do you say, huh? Stuck.